Yeah, just a quick injury update. So the two that are acute, Gary Rowan, as forecast, will miss this week and likely next week as well, but we're optimistic it won't be any longer than that, which is good news because he's been important to us this year. And Brandon Parfitt, after missing a couple of weeks with a back issue, looks like he'll be available. So can't confirm it yet, but that's our best guess. Are there any other longer-term ones? Nekai Cockatoo came back. Maybe you might ask me about him a little bit later, unless you want to do that now. What specifically?
Well, he's come back, he's played a half. What does he need to do in the next couple of weeks to really push his case for senior selection?
Well, we don't really want him thinking about that too much over the next couple of weeks. So he'll still have modified game time next week, and hopefully after that he'll be able to let himself go. But we saw good signs from the little bit he played on the weekend. But there's just too much water to flow under the bridge before we start getting our head around whether he could force his way into our team. We have pretty good availability now, so I think we've got some good players who are starved of opportunity as it is. So it's complicated, even if Nekai was in good form and had some footy behind him, and he's still away from proving that. So we haven't ruled it out. We've got a very open mind, but it's not something that'll become very focused for us for at least a few weeks.
Much has been said about the Cats' slow ball movement and not playing on as much. Is that game style? Is that like a consequence, do you feel?
All part of the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a third option there.
Yeah.
I think some of the objective analysis needs to be read carefully. So the Mark Playon one in particular, I think it would make sense to have a look at it over a longer period of time and identify whether there's been a change. Yeah, so I'd challenge whether that's a problem necessarily. Now, the outcome's been a problem. We haven't scored as well as we did early in the year. We're still one of the heaviest scoring teams in the competition. We just haven't played as well as we would have liked to over the last little period. So it's not right, in my opinion anyway, to have a look at the way we're playing and say, well, that's all part of the plan. We don't set out to kick 51 points in a game as we did on the weekend, but we kicked over 100 the week before. So we're aware that we have things to work on. I think most teams in the competition are in the same spot. Nobody would be thinking they're perfect at this time of year. We'd like to score a little bit more, and there are some tweaks that we make virtually every week to the way we play. But again, I don't think there's been a huge change in the way we're trying to play. Maybe a little bit in the execution.
Is it, I suppose, solely come down to contested possession, I suppose, which the game plan's built on, and those numbers have been down late, or?
In regard to our ball movement?
Oh,
so this is a separate
to, yeah,
issue.
If your game plan works beautifully, you win the contested footy, and therefore you're setting it up, and that's on your terms.
Yeah, I think so. Like if we. It depends. I mean, there are different parts of the game and they all link together. So it's very difficult to say, well, let's just attack a bit faster if you're not winning the ball and getting some clean looks from the contest. So it's hard to work out, and we don't spend much time trying to work out which one is the priority because they are so closely linked. There are parts of our game that have been a little bit down, but we fully expected throughout the season that we'd have some ebbs and flows in our form and our execution. Maybe we're in a little bit of a situation there, but it's not as if we've lost four in a row either. We're far from panicking around the way we're going. We've got a high level of confidence that we can find our best football, and that best football competes pretty well with anyone. But it's not to say we don't have things to work on. We do.
If contested footy is part of that, I mean, there's, I guess, so many factors that can go into that. Is it as simple as the time of the year that it is, managing guys, you might be running different guys through the middle, or you've got bigger loads on players through the week, or is it cracking in? Like, how do you differentiate, identify what you need to work on there?
No, it's impossible to absolutely get it right because it's just so multifaceted. So it could be as simple as a few of our key players who have led the way in that area are a little bit down, and their form can turn around pretty quickly. Could be a little bit of a method thing, which we think we can adjust with the way we train and the things we prioritise going into games. Yeah, you know, there's a whole range of factors that go into it. But again, we're pretty confident in our system, and we've got no intention in turning around the way we play at this stage of the season. We'd just like to execute a little bit better. So, yeah, it's not going perfectly, but with three games to go, we feel as if we've got ourselves into a pretty good position, which was the plan at the start of the year. Some are, but I think I've said consistently over the last month or so that we're helping them. So there's no doubt about that. So that, again, feeds into the idea that we haven't been executing exactly what we've set out to do. So that's the part we'd like to change. And as in every game you see, there are some skill errors that, you know, are completely independent of system. So that I'll be staggered if teams haven't watched us play throughout the year and come up with a way that they think best suits us. But there's not many teams out there who would completely change their game style every week based on the opposition. And I think that's even more true of the teams up towards the top of the ladder. So hopefully we play well enough to give ourselves the chance to play those teams when the time comes. And I doubt that they'd be saying, let's change our system completely to combat Geelong. And we're a bit the same in that respect. We've just got we think we've developed a system that if we execute it well is hard to stop irrespective of why the opposition play.
If two games clear on top of whatever you were a few weeks ago, I guess gives you the chance to manage things, tinker with things and that sort of stuff. But I guess it's also on players' minds where they are on the ladder. Has that ever become part of it, I guess? And now that you're getting to the more pointy end that you can really sharpen that focus in the playing group, is it factor, that mental side?
In a perfect world, we'd be able to control the player's psychology and the team's psychology perfectly, but we know that's not the reality. So we accept that we only have a certain level of control over that readiness, if you like, of the players. And I think it's been true of teams throughout history that it's a long season and that there are those ebbs and flows, and you can't help but sharpen your focus as you get towards a final series, especially when you know you've qualified. But I think the specific part of the season now for us is where we had a little bit of room to move a couple of weeks ago, and now we don't, which might not be the worst thing for us. I don't look back too often and too far, but for what it's worth, last year our last two home and away games were won by over 100 points. And in hindsight, everyone said, well, that was terrible preparation for a final series. So we can't control it, but maybe this preparation's better.
Put a phone call into Brad. I suppose he's not with North Melbourne anymore, just for extra analysis.
No, well, I mean, quite seriously, he considers himself a North Melbourne person. So the responsibility he had to them when he was coaching them, he still considers to be the same right now. So I wouldn't breach that trust between he and North.
Alan Richardson was on radio yesterday saying that he expects Jack Steger to put his hand up for a trade at the end of the year, possibly back to Geelong. Would you look into that? Would you want him here next year, possibly?
I really have no visibility over Jack's situation, except what I've read publicly, which is he's had some challenges that seem to be the priority in his life, certainly as compared to football. So it was interesting that Richo made those comments. He would have a lot more visibility over it than I do, but I just haven't. No information to add, even if I was of the mind that I would like to let you know what was on my mind. I'm just out of the loop when it comes to that situation. I mean, he's back playing VFL. He's only just back playing VFL footy, so I would suspect that AFL footy at a different club is a fair way from his mind at the moment.
If Nikola Cockatoo did put himself in a position where he was ready and available, would you hesitate putting him in?
No. But I should emphasise, the first part of your question was if he proved he was ready and available and ready to do the job, that's a big if. Then no, I think that the question kind of defines the answer. He's clearly got the talent, but he hasn't played for 12 months. So he'd have to do a fair bit between now and us playing him to prove that he was up to the job. Finals tend to be pretty fierce encounters, But he does thrive in that environment as well. He's that sort of player. We saw that in a half of VFL footy after missing half a year. He almost didn't miss a beat with the way he competed. But again, we've even seen that in training, so that's not a surprise to us. It's an interesting question. Just taking a step back, big picture, I think the minor premiership should be worth a lot more than it is, but that's a personal view. I've thought it for a long time. But because it's not, one or two doesn't make any difference at all.
What would you offer up to the... I don't know.
I'm not a great student of the world game, but is it the EPL where it actually means something? Yeah, and I think that, yeah, that there is a logical argument to say that I'm not sure what the reward would be. But, yeah, incentivising teams to finish on top. But the history of our game is that no one cares who finishes on top. No one even cares where you finish at the end of the home and away season. It's just the winner of the last game of the year that makes the difference. And that's what we're trying to give ourselves the best chance to do.
Chris will dive out on O'Connor play Saturday
night. Yeah, very likely. And Taylor as well. So then the next question, obviously, is who will miss? Can't answer that.
Rowan, obviously.
Rowan, yeah.
Is there others that are pushing a case in the VFL?
Oh, there are. And I alluded to that earlier, that we, on one level, feel for some of the guys that are playing well and a bit starved of opportunity. So in no particular order, Fogarty, who played a couple of weeks ago in our AFL team, Narkle, Constable, Abbott, Ford, who kicked six on the weekend. Looks like Zach Guthrie and Nathan Kruger will come back and play, if not this week, next week. We feel as if we've got some depth, and you know, I say it a bit, and I know it doesn't make complete sense, but we feel as if we've got AFL-level players who just can't find their way into the 22 at the moment. But we've shown, I think, the last couple of weeks that we won't be afraid to get those guys in at some point. So Scott Selwood's come in, Henderson's come in, Parsons has come in. So here's another one, clearly, that's right on the fringe of the team. So it's a big group.
You get to a point where you want to settle for 22 with only three rounds remaining?
Yes, but then there are other priorities as well. So we're not going to settle on a 22 at the expense of picking the best team week in, week out. I mean, we wouldn't even do that. You know, if we were good enough to win a prelim final, we wouldn't hesitate to pick the next team, to pick the best team for the next week. So all those guys I've mentioned and probably a couple of others are really live chances to come into our team in any given week. But, yeah, I don't think we want to be making six changes every week.
Are you any clearer on your ruck setup? Speaking of settling aside, you've obviously made a couple of changes the last couple of weeks. You mentioned Ford, who played as a forward as well, but do you be any... making any changes this week potentially, or
sticking
with what you had last week?
No, I think where the status quo will be maintained with our ruck situation. We feel really fortunate that we've got some depth in that area, and it's well publicised that, you know, some clubs are at the complete other end of the spectrum. Again, Fort and Abbott have been really good. Smith's played, Stanley's played. You know, Radaglia plays in that position a little bit, so. You know, in a perfect world, we have the best ruckman in the comp and we just play the same one every week, and that'd be hard for the other guys. But we think it's still a positive situation that we have some options there, and I suspect we'll keep those options open as we work through the last couple of home and away games. You
spoke a lot about your setup and the way that's been analysed and all that sort of stuff. Is footy ever a simple still now when you're talking about your leaders, your midfield leaders being down, about just looking someone in the eye, one of those leaders, and saying, I need more from you? Does it still happen, or is it not that simple now?
I think it does, just to cover all bases. But I don't... If that's the most important or the biggest lever that I have to pull, then they should go and find someone else. Because it's the job and the responsibility of our coaching group to get guys up is a lot more difficult than just saying, come on, guys, try harder. But you know, it's hard for the people from the outside to really analyse what's going on, because they just don't see 98% of the stuff that goes on. So I certainly don't blame them, but yeah, I won't lie to you. Sometimes you just say, as a coach, come on, boys, we need to lift. But again, I don't think that has the biggest impact compared to all the other things we do. I hope I'm not sounding like a smart aleck.
No,
I don't mean to be.
Yeah,
the hairs on the back of your neck are standing up, Pete. I'm putting myself to sleep.